This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
And good afternoon and welcome to Bradford Owls basketball here on WESB Sports. This is James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo. Today we have day two of the 2024 Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. Your Bradford Owls will be taking on the tournament host, Allegheny Limestone Gators, this afternoon. Owls come off a tough loss yesterday. Their record is all squared up at 4 wins, 4 losses. They hope to get back in the winning ways here today. Jason?
Good to be with you again, JP. Owls looking to right the ship. Long day yesterday. You'll have that. Those are games that you want to put in the rearview mirror and hopefully get refocused for a tough contest today. It's always difficult when you're playing against the host team. Decent crowd here on hand right now, a mix of strong Bradford throng and as well as the local group. But, you know, hey, we'll see what happens, and we'll see what kind of team comes out ready to go.
We will. Don't know much about the Allegheny Limestone Gators. I do know that they have 4 seniors and 1 junior that will be starting today, as we're going to see a lot this season. Older kids playing our younger kids. We talked about that yesterday. I mean, it's the growing pains we're going to have. We're mostly sophomore strong right now. So they'll have their time as seniors as well. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be back for the tip-off. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The 3 exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all 3 distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Game 2 of the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. Right now they're introducing the starting lineups. I'm going to try to start you off with the Allegheny Limestone starting lineup. A couple challenging names here. We're going to go with number 2, Wilczewski, and Forrest, Kwiatkowski, Straub, and Strayed. Who do we got starting for the Owls today, Jason?
Yeah, our usual starting 5, sophomore Evan Troisi, sophomore Taryn Reese, sophomore Tyler Simmons, juniors Danny Marasco, as well as Marcus Twilliger.
Yeah, I certainly think a key to today's game is to stay out of foul trouble. A few of them got in foul trouble yesterday. Marcus got in foul trouble, had to sit most of the third quarter and play cautious the fourth quarter. So the Owls got off to a great start yesterday. They led Salamanca 18-12 after the first frame, but things kind of, what do you say, a cap on the basket?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of what happened after that first quarter. Just like there was a lid on the basket, but the problem is at halftime we changed baskets and there was still a lid. We'll see what happens. It's a matter of playing not a perfect game, but minimizing mistakes, matching intensity. Physicality, it's always going to be difficult. I don't care what you say, and I don't mean to make excuses. Yeah. But, again, when we field a younger group and these guys are a bit older, it's a physical game, and it's a game of pace, and sometimes these younger guys have trouble keeping up. And, you know, that's something we're going to face all year, kind of like, you know, you said.
Yep.
Here's another lineup of juniors and seniors. I mean, that's what happens, right? We're just, we just happened to graduate, you know, four or five, you know, seniors last year. And so we're left with a young group. But the ceiling is high. It's a year of transition, and we're going to be patient because we've got, you know, a bright future ahead.
Very good. It looks like we're going to get started here with a tip-off. It's going to be Forrest jumping against Daniel Marasco. That was a. Did you see that,
that
throw?
That was the worst throw I've ever seen. That barely left his
hands. Allegheny Limestone controls the tip. That was interesting. And the Owls in the 2-3 zone to start out. And there's a quick hands, almost a steal by your Owls. And there's a long three ball by Forrest, and it's good.
Now, I was alerted that, Allegheny Limestone does have a pretty strong shooter. I just don't know who that is, but that could be him.
So we've been moved to one far side of the gym, so it'll be a little difficult on the far end. But here's Marcus Twilliger driving to the basket, and he's fouled. That'll be a foul on Straub. That'll be his first and the team's first.
Nice take to the basket by Marcus. Straub getting a little handsy there, and referee calling the court.
Indeed. So Al's right here next to us as we have our radio announce table. So Marcus Twilliger. Looks like they're back to Danny Marasco. They're playing man-to-man. Allegheny Limestone is playing a man-to-man defense. There's Simmons, top of the key. Twilliger pulls it down and resets the play. 9 seconds left of the shot clock. I neglected to say, and there's a shot blocked. Simmons tried to get it off and was blocked. So Allegheny Limestone with the ball. So once again, we are in New York State. New York State rules, so there'll be a 35-second shot clock. And there goes a drive, strong drive by Kwiatkowski, and he is fouled. Have to wait a second on who's the foul.
I think they got Evan Troisi on that one.
They did. Troisi's first foul and the team's first foul. So Kwiatkowski is going to be shooting two, and the first one is off the mark. Just getting underway here at Allegheny Limestone, and it's 3-0 lead for the Gators. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Here comes your Owls. Simmons in the corner to Reese to Twilliger. There's a quick hand by Allegheny Limestone. Owls need to clean it up on this end down here, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't be sloppy with the basketball.
So 2-3 zone for your Owls. Allegheny Limestone, little penetration, then a kick out a couple times there. Inside, then kicked out for a three. Off the mark, rebounded by Reese. Taryn Reese with a rebound. He's going to take it all the way to the hoop. Comes up a little shy. Rebounded by Kwiatkowski. Long outlet pass. And there's a foul, I believe, on Marcus Twilliger. That was Forrest getting out. That is Marcus Twilliger's first foul. So Forrest, the gentleman that hit the three ball to start the game, was well out ahead of everyone and got a nice pass but was fouled. And he's off the mark with the first free throw. 5:54 to go in the first quarter. Allegheny Limestone leads 4-0. Second free throw up and good. So here comes Reese to Simmons, down low to Marasco, back to Simmons for a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Allegheny Limestone, and a foul on Troisi.
Yeah.
Well, they put it up there as number three, Reese, on the board. They said two on Troisi.
And that'll get Carter Rulo off the bench very quickly.
Yep. It was on Troisi, so that's two quick ones on Troisi. And there's a second one on Twilliger. Not a good start for the Bradford Owls today.
When you got two starters with two fouls and you're not even 3 minutes into the game, you're exactly right. Not a good start.
So Straub is at the line for two. His first one's up and in. Rulo into the game for Troisi. I don't know what the plan will be here with Marcus.
Yeah, no move made yet, but off the bench.
Second free throw is up, and good. So that puts Allegheny Limestone up 7-0. Twilliger with the ball on a wing to Troisi. Rulo down here in the corner, out to Reese. I misspoke with the Troisi thing. He was out of the game. So Reese is out there. He finds Twilliger. Twilliger with a long shot, and it's good. It's a three ball for Marcus Twilliger. The Owls are on the board, and it's 7-3, Allegheny Limestone. Nice movement there, and a nice shot by Marcus.
Yeah, got to get Marcus going today. Even with those two fouls, we need him to score.
And there's an errant shot by Allegheny Limestone. Twilliger comes away with a rebound. He better watch himself. He thought about coast-to-coast there. Gets it to Marasco. Out to Reese. Reese with a nice little floater. And it's in for a two ball.
Nice take by Taren. I got to get him going, too. You know, the bucket was hard for him to find yesterday, so get him off the schneid and get him scoring.
Nice little run here by your Owls, and there's a foul on Rulo. That'll be his first. It'll be the team's fifth. So they will be at the line for the next 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
So we work our tails off to cut at the five, but yet we're going to put them at the line. So now we got to can't be as aggressive defensively either.
This is going to be Forrest at the line for two. First one's up and in. 8-5, Allegheny Limestone. Halfway through the first quarter. Forrest is also good on his second free throw. It's 9-5. And here comes your Owls. Quickly down court. Marasco, Twilliger. In low to Rulo. Rulo puts it up and in. Nice. Nice off the backboard shot there from Carter Rulo. And the Owls cut it to 9-7.
Yeah, Carter flashed well through the post there and got him a nice ball that he could easily lay it in.
There's a long shot off the mark. Owls come away with a rebound. That's Reese. Reese to Rulo in the corner. Rulo back to Reese. Reese with a shot. It's in. Nice floater again by Reese. And the Owls have tied the game at 9.
Again, getting Taren Reese going is very important in this game. He struggled in that second half yesterday, so good to see him filling the bucket right now.
Long shot. And that's Forrest again, and he is your shooter that we need to watch
for.
That's
probably him.
That was another three ball. And quickly down court, and there is Reese with another basket.
Yeah, nice give and go with Carter Rulo. Rulo did a great job finding him with a little bunny there by Talon. Taren.
What a pace here. There's a rebound. The Owls come away with it. That is Rulo comes away with it, gets it out to Reese. Owls with a chance to take the lead here. Twilliger puts a ball up. It's a little short. And there's a second foul on Mr. Rulo.
So that's not good when your sixth man now has.
We have three players now with two fouls in the early going.
Yep.
2:42 to go here in the first quarter. It's 12-11, Allegheny Limestone. Game's got a nice pace to it except for these fouls. Here comes Carter Cawley is going to get some time. So at the line is going to be Straub once again. And the first one's up and in.
So Carter Cawley in for Carter Rulo.
And the second free throw by Straub is up and in. 14-11, Allegheny Limestone. Owls with the ball. Twilliger crosses the timeline. Twilliger in the corner to Simmons. Simmons. Here's Reese, Taren Reese with the ball. Calls out the play, gets it to Carter Cawley, takes a shot, and it's a little strong. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. And there's a nice interception there by Reese. And he tried to get the and one. Reese lays it in. And Reese now has 8 points in the early going in 6 minutes. So a nice start to the game for him. And there's a shot off the mark. Another offensive rebound there by Allegheny Limestone. And there is their there's their man, Forrest, with another three ball. We gave him too many chances there. They had two offensive rebounds and three tries at the hoop. They finally got it to their money man. So the Owls trail 17-13. There's a nice give and go, Danny Marasco, to Simmons. Simmons a little strong with a shot. I think Danny might have been able to take that one in himself.
I agree.
Number five just standing out there waiting. Waiting for another three ball, it looks like. Here he goes. There it is.
Yeah, and Carter Colley got switched on him, and he needs to do a better job of getting a hand in his face.
And there's a timeout taken by Coach Benardi. We're going to take the break with them. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Allegheny Limestone School, where the Owls are playing against the host team, the Allegheny Limestone Gators. This is the second day of the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. Eldred completed a perfect weekend just before this game. They took care of Cuba Rushford quite handily, as well as they beat Olean High School last night. So Eldred's off to a very great start to their season.
Our Lady Owls had a big win last night against North Clarion, 46-38. Haley Keene led the way with 15. Alyssa Johnson helped with 14 points. So they play Keystone tonight in that championship tournament at Kane.
Very nice by the Lady Owls. And we'll get to that later, but that will be our next broadcast. It will be the Lady Owls. And there's a foul on 13, Kia Kwiatkowski. Owls will be inbounding on the baseline here. Long inbound pass to Twilliger. 46 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Twilliger with the ball. Off to Colley. Oh, they weren't on the same page, and the Owls throw it away. So there's 40 seconds left to go. Allegheny Limestone Gators currently lead 20-13. Somebody guard number five.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's Taren, but Taren also gives up a few inches, you know, to him. So this Forest kid, he's pretty lanky. Got a lot of length for an outside shooter.
Looks like they might be taking it down. It wouldn't be a final shot. There's 9 seconds left. There's a three-second difference. And there's a shot up and in by Kwiatkowski. Owls have 3 seconds. Long shot off the mark. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. So we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with you with second quarter action. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo for Bradford Owls Basketball this afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We'll begin the second quarter with your Bradford Owls trailing the Gators from Allegheny Limestone, 22-13. Owls with possession of the ball. It's Reese. Reese is going to take it all the way in. Little floater again, and it's in. I'll tell you, Reese is on fire. That's 10 points for him in this game.
Yeah, we need some stops on the defensive end.
Yep.
Can't give up 22 points in an 8-minute quarter.
Owls, 2-3 zone, tough defense. Limestone They penetrate. There's a drive all the way in. That was Kwiatkowski with a drive. Found a little seam and went strong to the hoop. So Reese with the ball for your Owls. Twilliger. Twilliger takes it in and gets it off to Daniel Marasco. And Marasco gets it to Simmons, who was off the mark. Allegheny Limestone with a rebound. I thought that was number five. They let somebody else take a three, and it was off the mark, and it's going to be Owls basketball.
So I noticed with this quarter, JP, we're starting with Troisi and Carterullo on the bench with their two fouls. Still pressing our luck a little bit with Marcus out there, but, you know, we can only go so far deep into the bench.
Indeed.
You know, can't sacrifice too much
indeed.
On that.
There was a foul that time on Straub for Allegheny Limestone. They're, like I said, they're at the far end, and there's a shot off the mark by Colley and rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. And there is their money man from three ball range. No, that's a new guy. It just looked like the other
they
guy.
They do look very similar.
So that was a guy named Callen. Callen into the game for Allegheny Limestone with a three ball.
Yeah, and they're scoring three at a time. We're scoring two.
Indeed.
That
so
doesn't help.
So Twilliger with the ball. Here's Simmons. Simmons, nice pass down low to Marasco. Kicks it out to Colley. Colley, and it's too many quick hands there for Allegheny Limestone. They steal it away. 12-point lead currently for Allegheny Limestone. That's a long three ball. Too long, and it rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. Knocked out of bounds by the Owls. Troisi's going to come back into the game for Carter Colley. So Evan Troisi's coming in with his two fouls.
So back to our original starting five.
And there's a shot off the mark, rebounded by Troisi. Troisi comes up the court. He's going to, he thought about going all the way. Gets it off to Daniel. Oh, and Daniel a little too hard off the glass. So a nice pass there from Troisi to Marasco, but no conversion.
Those are buckets you got to have if you're trying to climb back in this game.
They are. Allegheny Limestone strong down the lane, and that's going to be Troisi's third foul, I believe. It is.
No, nope, Taren Reese.
Oh.
You got number three, Taren Reese, on that one.
It is on Taren Reese. So that's only his first foul. That's a good thing, but there'll be two shots for Kwiatkowski. First one's up and in. 28-15, Allegheny Limestone leads. And the second one is in. So here comes Reese with the ball. Reese directing some traffic. Gets it to Marasco. Marasco gets double-teamed, and they almost get it away from him. And the foul is on Strayed for Allegheny Limestone. They really converged on Daniel Marasco there, and they were a little overly aggressive. There's an inbound to Troisi. Troisi to Daniel Marasco to Twilliger. Twilliger, couple dribbles, picks it up, passes it off to Reese, who misses. That's might be his first miss of the game.
Yeah, a lot of contact under the bucket, but
there was
no call. No call.
There's a three ball off the mark. Daniel Marasco gets the board, and we have a whistle. There's a timeout being called by Coach Marasco. I don't know what the whistle was for.
Yeah, 30, I don't know either.
30-second timeout. We'll take a short break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball, WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back. 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. Your Owls currently trail Allegheny Limestone 29-15. Trying to get back into this, Jason.
We're just kind of flat right now, and Allegheny Limestone is not. Again, offensively, Allegheny Limestone is clicking on all cylinders. And we're in a man-to-man, and you know, the help defense has not been terrific.
Ooh, that they there's a shot off the mark. Terwilliger with the rebound, and Marcus thought about going the whole distance, but pulls it up. Oh, Troisi lost the handle there, and it banged off the backboard. Allegheny Limestone comes away with it, and there's a miss by Mr. Forrest on the other end, and the Owls come away with the rebound. So he is human. Reese with the ball into Marasco. Marasco looks down low, nothing there. Back out to Reese. Reese to Troisi. Troisi resets. Down low, tries to get it to Marcus. Daniel comes up with a loose ball. Back to Reese, off the mark for a three ball. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. And they are off to the races.
You know, with 3 minutes left to go in this quarter, it'd be a nice win if we could get this to single digits before halftime.
That would be good. There's some good defense by your Owls, and then a little bit too much defense.
And that's going to be Taryn Reese.
That's Reese.
Oh, no. No, they give it to Troisi. So that is three on Evan. I didn't think Evan was anywhere near that ball.
It says player two.
That is Troisi.
That's right. Okay.
Yep.
Yep, they did give it to Troisi. That's his third foul. So Owls come away with a rebound. Simmons down low. Cut off, back out to Reese. Reese tries to get it over the middle, and another quick hand by Allegheny Limestone.
That needed to be a bounce pass. He tried to over the top, and they deflected it. And now a take to the basket by Allegheny Limestone, and a foul Tyler Simmons.
Yeah, it looks like it's on Simmons. That's his first. But Allegheny Limestone's going to have an and one here.
And Carter Rulo back into the game. For Troisi.
That's Kwiatkowski with a basket and the chance for the old-fashioned three. And he does convert. So that's a 17-point lead for the Allegheny Limestone Gators. Daniel Marasco to Marcus Twilliger. Twilliger down the lane. Kicks it back to Marasco. Out to Rulo. Little jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. 2 minutes left here in the first half. 32-15, your Owls trail. And that's a nice block there by Rulo. But Allegheny Limestone comes away with the ball. Rulo with a block down underneath. And there's a three ball. That's good by Kwiatkowski.
Strong defensive stance by the Owls, and yet they hit a big three at the end of the shot clock. And that's a dagger. That hurts.
It does. And that was his first three ball of the game. They've got quite the shooters on this Allegheny Limestone team.
They've got a nice club, yep. Just like Salamanca had a nice team yesterday.
There's Marcus Twilliger, mid-range jumper off the mark, rebounded by Allegheny Limestone.
So Allegheny Limestone takes the ball to the basket there, but I think it was Kwiatkowski lost the handle, went off his chest, so Bradford's ball coming up the floor.
Terwilliger with the ball, off to Rulo. And Reese gets it to Daniel Marasco. Oh, it's around the rim and out. And strong. Daniel went up strong there and couldn't get it to drop.
Yet another bunny we need, you know.
Yeah. Allegheny Limestone on the other end. Here's another three ball off the mark. Terwilliger with a good rebound. Terwilliger leaves it there for Rulo, who misses the shot. Another rebound by Allegheny Limestone. We're at 21 seconds to go in the first half. 20-point lead for Allegheny Limestone currently, 35-15. There's a shot off the mark, and it does go out of bounds. The Owls are going to have 3.8 seconds to try to get themselves a shot in. Allegheny Limestone's going to pressure the ball here.
That was a nice offensive set by Allegheny Limestone. They got the ball at the top of the key to their man Forrest for the three-point look. He just missed. And here's Tyler Simmons from half court.
Off the mark. So your halftime score is Allegheny Limestone 35, your Bradford Owls 15. We're going to tabulate some numbers here. We'll be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the 7th annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. This is James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo. I'd like to thank you for spending your afternoon with us here at Owls Basketball. Currently at halftime, this is day two, like I said, of the tournament. Your Owls currently trail Allegheny Limestone 35-15 at the half. Not a lot of things to talk about at the half that are real good, Jason.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, one thing is Taren Reese has 10 points at the half.
Yeah, he's playing well.
He was on fire there for a bit, hit five floaters almost in a row. But Allegheny Limestone seems to be too much at this point on both ends of the court.
Well, you know, again, you know, we were down 22-13 after one. Now it's 35-15. You know, it's not a difficult equation to solve. You know, we need some stops on the defensive end. Our man defense has not been good, especially, you know, getting out on these outside shooters from Allegheny Limestone.
Yep.
And then offensively, we're struggling again tonight. We had a decent first quarter, but, you know, a two-point second quarter, you know, obviously that just has not bode well for success moving forward.
Two very good shooters. Well, there's several very good shooters, but two players have 28 of their 35 points for Allegheny Limestone. Both seniors. Forrest has 15 and Kwiatkowski has 13. I haven't had to say Wilczewski.
Not yet.
Many times, but he's in there. So, you know, coaches will make some halftime adjustments. Maybe some of these younger players will get some time again. And, well, they're not younger.
Right, they're already younger.
They're already young.
I want to see what kind of effort we come out with this half. You know,
indeed.
You know, again, we know how yesterday went. And, you know, today at this point seems more of the same. So, you know, what kind of effort are we going to see? What kind of, you know, execution are we going to see? You know, I mean, listen, starting on Friday, you know, we're going to be off and running in our district schedule. And, I mean, that's when things really matter. These are tune-up games for those kinds of things. But, you know, we've got to be able to execute on both ends of the floor in order to find success as we play, you know, St. Mary's on Friday, and we know the familiar foes on that District 9 schedule.
Yep. So we're going to take one more short break, and we'll be back with the second half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. Just about to start the second half here in Allegheny Limestone. Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, what formerly was known as the IBO Tournament, as we all knew it, back in the day. So the Owls come out here, a couple players, Troisi in foul trouble with three fouls. Marcus Twilliger has two. He got the two early and has played pretty much the whole time with two fouls. So,
and then our sixth man has two fouls as well. So Marcus did well to keep himself out of further foul trouble. But you know, we'll just see how this half goes. I don't know that that was our issue.
Shout out to my friend Mark Morris. He's coming over. He's a referee here. He's been 47 years as a high school basketball referee, folks. So I told him I'd give him a little shout out.
Congratulations.
This really is a nice event put on by the referees over here in this part of New York State. They're the organization that runs this, and this is a beautiful location. I've spoke nothing but good stuff about this campus. Allegheny Limestone, very impressive. So we're going to start this second half with Allegheny Limestone possession. Looks like the Owls are going to have their original starting five out there. Troisi, Reese, Simmons, Twilliger, Marasco. And a long three ball and a offensive foul over the back on 21 Straub. That's going to be his third foul. So the Owls, a long shot taken by Allegheny Limestone off the mark and a foul on the rebound. There goes Troisi. It came up short and Daniel Marasco with a nice board and a putback.
Good start for the Owls.
It is a good start. You know, they could just kind of wipe the score clean and go out there and play a good, solid second half. Good defense by the Owls.
Playing a little zone right now.
And there's a three ball off the mark. Oh, Marasco almost comes up with it. And there is Kwiatkowski with his first two of the second half.
Yeah. Now you have to say it. Oh, no, that's Wolfowski. You haven't had to say that one yet.
Troisi down low to Twilliger. Ball gets kicked. Daniel Marasco with another board and put back. Okay, maybe the halftime adjustment was Daniel, get the rebounds and put them back in.
Please.
Two good boards and two putbacks by Daniel Marasco here in the early going. There's a shot, and it's in by number two. There he is. Will Zuski with his first two of the game. There's Marasco again, and he is fouled.
Nice give and go with him and Taren along the baseline.
I don't think they're going to give. Are they giving him two shots? They are.
They are, yep.
Okay, the ball was low, but he was, I think, going to shoot it.
Yep.
So that's on 35 straight. That's his second foul. So here's Daniel's first attempt. Up and off the mark.
So it looked like the Owls came out in a little bit of a zone, kind of a matchup-type zone, though. A lot of switching going on, rotation in the back line. You know, we'll see if that, you know, sparks a little fire under.
Yep, Marasco was good on his second attempt. Owls trail 39-20. There's a double team on the ball. They survive that and get it out to an open man here. Currently around the outside. There's quick hands by Daniel Marasco, who takes it coast-to-coast. Oh, and comes up short on the other end. Daniel anticipated the pass and cut it off nicely and took it the whole way down.
Just couldn't finish.
And there's a three ball. That's by Forrest. That's his first of the second half.
He's a shooter.
He is a shooter.
You and I realize that.
And your information you got prior to the game was correct. There's Twilliger with the ball, calling out the play. Twilliger in the corner to Troisi. Troisi gets the ball down low to Marasco, and a errant pass there and stolen away. And there's a Troisi steal. So into the basket. Troisi all the way. Short. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. The foul is on Troisi, and that is his fourth.
And I think we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Benardi. I just don't know if that's going to be it's going to be a 30-second timeout, JP.
We're going to go ahead and stay here this time, Jason. So the Owls with a little bit of life in their step here coming out of the, you know, so mission one accomplished. It's hard to come out when you're 20 down at halftime and come out with some fire. So they came out with some fire. Daniel Marasco has got a quick 5 points here in the third quarter.
We are, you know, but we're missing some layups again, which, you know, would have it a little bit closer. And on that last sequence there, Troisi misses an easy layup, not able to get the rebound, and then commits a foul 94 feet away from the opposing basket.
Yeah. So
now it's his fourth. Cardarulo has to come in the game. So Evan has to take a seat.
Yep, Rulo in the game for Troisi. Okay, Allegheny Limestone ball. Slowly up across the timeline. Simmons on the defense. Twilliger guarding the ball now. Strong drive, but knocked out of bounds. Quick hands by Marcus Twilliger there.
I was holding my breath. I thought it was going to be another foul on Marcus. But but fortunately, no whistle there.
There's an inbound to Strayed. And there goes number five for a three ball.
And that was set up nicely by Strayed as he faked a few passes, got the Bradford guys to leave Forrest and knocks down another three.
Yeah, that he's deadly from the corner.
Well, I mean, at this point you want to say, somebody stay with him, whether he goes to the restroom, to the bathroom, to the bench, whatever. You know, somebody stay with him all the time because –
On the other end, Reese hits a nice jumper, and we have a whistle.
I think we're going to get a delay of game warning on Bradford as when the ball went through the basket. Ball went through the basket. One of the Owls didn't let it just go to the floor. They kind of handled it in a way that Allegheny Limestone had to track it down.
There's a long three ball by Kwiatkowski. Kwiatkowski does not want to be outscored by his buddy Forrest, so they're having a little competition here.
Well, maybe my scouting report was a little off. Maybe there's two shooters.
So Rulo down low to Marasco. And Marasco, it slips off his hand out of bounds, and Allegheny Limestone ball. Score is 48 for the Gators and 22 for your Owls. There's Forrest, gets his own rebound on a miss.
He's got at least five rebounds this game to go along with all those points.
And there is a foul on Rulo. That's going to be his third. That'll put number 10, B. Straub, at the line. I would assume they're brothers, maybe even twins. There's a G. Straub and a B. Straub out there.
As if we don't have to deal with enough Straubs during the regular season. We come to this place, and there's two more.
And his first free throw is good. That makes it 50-22, halfway through the third quarter. Second free throw off the mark, rebounded by himself. And there's a three ball, and it's good. That was Callen. He comes off the bench, but that's his second three of the game. So they extend the lead out to 31 points.
And I would love to know the shooting percentage of the Gators today. It's got to be well over 50%.
I'm sure.
Inside and outside the arc, to be honest.
Rulo, Twilliger. Twilliger thinks about it, gets it down low to Rulo. Rulo, strong move in and out. Daniel Marasco with a board and put back. Another nice job by Daniel.
Danny's fourth rebound of the game to go along with that bucket.
Owls back on defense. There's a kick out. Someone else tried to join the three party but did not make it. The Owls with the rebound. There is Reese to Simmons in the corner. Simmons back to Reese. Reese going to take a three off the mark. And it's going to be off of Daniel Marasco out of bounds. Allegheny Limestone ball. So with 2:20 to go in the third quarter, it's 52-24, Allegheny Limestone. I don't know what our delay here is.
Yeah, we've got something going on at the scorers table. Probably some books aren't matching up. That's usually the case.
Okay.
And is that Carter Colley we have at the scorers table?
It is.
We are in a different perch than we were yesterday, so things are a little bit more difficult to see. But not bad.
Cue the music.
Yeah, they've gone to music here. We will not.
We can't because the players are on the court ready to play.
Right. And I see scorebooks being passed around. As someone that is familiar with scorers tables, this happens from time to time. You know, you want to make sure both books match. In an event like this, there might even be a neutral book.
Okay, coach is bringing his players over. Colley was allowed to come into the game. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a 30 right now. This is Bradford Owls Basketball, WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, along with Jason Nuzzo here at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase. We still have a delay going on, but it looks like we're about to get underway. So the score with 2:20 to go in the third quarter is Allegheny Limestone 52, your Bradford Owls 24.
Well, they decided to sneak into 50-50 during that, you know, so why not check some more boxes while we're trying to figure out what's going on with the scorebooks?
Maybe that's why we were shut down, to get that 50-50 number
could,
out there.
Could be.
So Allegheny Limestone possession.
Oh,
nice give and go.
Yep.
That's Calland with a basket. That's his first two-pointer. Now we've got Reese with the ball for your Owls. Reese to Marasco, hands it back to Reese. Reese takes it in and is fouled. Foul is on, looks like number three. That's Callen. That's his first. Owls will inbound under their own basket. Marasco to Carter Colley. Back to Reese. Oh, and it. It slipped out of Reese's hand, we'll say. The ball takes off. That's the second time it did that.
Yeah, it really flew up out of bounds.
So Allegheny Limestone with the ball. 1.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
We're back to a man-to-man.
I was kind of mesmerized by what I just saw.
Well, it was great work by...
Was Kwiatkowski.
Yeah, great work by Allegheny Limestone with their ball movement and their motion offense. And Kwiatkowski was able to make a nice crossover to trip up Marcus. Marcus commits the foul on the shot. Now Kwiatkowski goes to the free throw line, makes his first shot.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive when the clinic that Kwiatkowski just put on. Okay, so here comes your Owls across the timeline. Reese with the ball. Reese, Marcus Twilliger down low. Daniel Marasco. Daniel, one dribble back to Twilliger. Williger thinks about a shot, gets it back to Reese. Reese goes and creates a shot, or tries to, and it gets blocked. Allegheny Limestone comes away with the ball. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. There's a long three ball by Kwiatkowski. Kwiatkowski's on fire. Forrest is on fire.
Yeah, he's got 23. Forrest has 18.
Yeah.
You know, it's a two-man operation.
There's Rulo to Marasco. Really short jumper. Good job, Daniel. Daniel gets it in there for his ninth point. Nice quarter here for Daniel Marasco. He has 9 points in the third quarter. And there's a fall-away jumper by Kwiatkowski, and it's good to make the score 61-26. This is Bradford Owls Basketball, WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back, James Patrick, along with Jason Nuzzo, the beginning of the fourth quarter here. Now, the Owls got it going a little bit offensively. They did have 11 points in the third quarter. However, they allowed 26 for Allegheny Limestone. Yes, folks, that is correct, 26 points. So the Owls trail 61 as we begin the fourth with possession. Marcus Twilliger.
And the Owls start with Fabian Shirk on the floor along with Cole Blatchley.
Yep.
Evan Troisi, Marcus Twilliger, and Danny Marasco.
There's Daniel Marasco. He works himself a two free throws. So, you know, in the limited action that I've seen these guys, Daniel's certainly woken up here in the second half. Been way more aggressive on the offensive end.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to be a vital part of the success of this team. And, we need two strong halves out of him and all the guys.
Indeed. First free throw is off the mark. Second free throw is good. Blatchley's in there fighting with a guy twice his size.
Yeah.
There's another three ball by Kwiatkowski off the mark. And it's going to be Owls basketball. And Forrest is coming out of the game. Standing ovation by his teammates. Twilliger with a drive. And the shot comes up short. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. 7 minutes to go in the game. There's a three ball. It's good. Off the front rim and in by Callen. That's his third three ball of the game. Daniel Marasco with the ball on the wing. Out to Twilliger. Twilliger drives. Puts up the shot. And it gets stuck, which is a jump ball. It's going to be Allegheny Limestone on the jump ball.
Yeah, the defensive end of things just has been sluggish at best, when you give up this many points. I know there's a lot of things that they can work on to tune it up, but they're going to have to tune it up. It's going to be a long month and a half.
There's a long three ball by Kwiatkowski. And now rebounded by the Owls.
Fifth rebound for Danny Marasco today.
Oh, feed down low. That's Troisi. Troisi with his first 2 points of the game. Limestone working it around the outside. And there's a long shot off the mark. Rebounded, offensive rebound by Straub.
We have not done well on the boards either, as I have tried to keep track of rebounds. A bit lopsided in that department.
There's a three ball off the mark. That was Callen trying for another three. Here comes Troisi down to the other end. Marcus Twilliger drive off the mark. Daniel Marasco with a rebound put back. It's off the mark. And there's a timeout. We'll take a short break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Allegheny Limestone. 5:11 to go here in the game. The Owls currently trail 64-29. On the court for your Owls, in comes Curcio. The Curcio, Shirk, Marasco,
Troisi, and Blatchley.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Troisi and Blatchley. And there's a shot off the mark, rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. And there's a... Okay, the Owls fought for that, and Troisi comes away with a rebound. Troisi behind the back a few times, between the legs. This is Curcio with the ball. Curcio to Shirk, and Shirk is fouled.
Thought that might be the fifth team foul, but
four
team fouls on the gate.
I got players standing up in front of me here. Curcio with the ball to Troisi. Troisi with a nice move. Kicks it out to Blatchley and back to Shirk, who has it stolen away. There's a drive and a put up off the mark. Troisi comes away with the board. Who puts it in for his first points of the game? There's a three ball for Amore. His first basket of the ball game.
They can all shoot.
They can.
Troisi
drives the basket and lays it in. Strong move.
Yep, Evans out there still playing hard.
3 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the game. 67-33 is your score.
Allegheny Limestone starting to leak some guys off the bench a little bit.
They are. And there's a basket by Straub B. B. Straub. Here comes Troisi. And Troisi gets the blocking call.
Fortunate there. That could have spelled the end of the night for Evan.
It could have. Fouls on Milner, his first. Curcio with the ball. Off to Shirk. Shirk dribbles it off his foot, I believe. It does go off of Allegheny Limestone. Owls are going to maintain possession.
Now, I have to point out that checking in the game for the Gators right now is this number 32, Noah Hatch. In our position here on the floor, I've watched that kid get a cup of water for every substitute that has come off the floor for Allegheny Limestone. What a great team player this kid
good.
Must be.
Good. There's a nice turnaround shot for Shirk. Yeah, that's good.
That is real cool to see. I mean, this kid's a junior, been doing this the whole game, and now he's got a chance to pick up some minutes in a game like this.
Good. And there's a nice strong rebound by Troisi.
That's Evan's fifth rebound of the game as he brings it back up the floor.
Here comes Curcio taking it strong to the hole. Oh, in and out. Strong move there by Curcio down the lane, but wouldn't fall. Again, Limestone with the ball. 1:40 to go in the game. Using up a little bit of the clock here, it seems. And there's a three as I say that.
Well, he was open. Why not take it? These guys do that.
Troisi with the board. His sixth. Troisi goes all the way and puts it in for two. We kind of got the schoolyard thing going on here now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, a lot of subs in the game right now, guys. Just
1 minute to go. 69-37 is the score.
Maybe trying to get a name in the box score.
Here goes the kid you talked about. Oh, he was just off on a three ball. Hatch tried a three ball. And we have a whistle.
So the ref just blew the whistle so we could have a sub.
Okay, 44 seconds to go.
Now, one time I saw Pick Zimbardi pretended he needed to tie his shoe and blew the whistle.
Okay.
But this guy was just, this one just going to blow the whistle and like, you're in. Inadvertent whistle, but not really.
There's Curcio. And Troisi takes it into the hole, and he gets fouled. So Evan Troisi will be at the line for two. 25 seconds to go in the game. First one is off the mark. And the second one is good by Troisi. So the shot clock is off. Allegheny Limestone with the ball. 69-38 is the score. Looks like they're going to run it out. 12 seconds. That's going to be your final score, 69-38. Owls are going to come up on the short end of the score here. So we're going to tabulate some results, be back with a post-game show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back for the post-game show. This is James Patrick alongside Jason Nuzzo. If you tuned in yesterday, you know that after each game here at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase, they select the Sportsmanship Award and a Player of the Game for each team. So today's winners were?
Your Sportsmanship Award for your Owls was Danny Marasco. And the player of the game for the Owls today was Taryn Reese.
Taryn Reese, leading scorer for your Owls with 12 points. Danny Marasco added 10. We'll get to the scoring here in a second. The Owls just really out.
They ran into a buzzsaw. Yeah, that's what I always like to say.
You know, the fight's there, just like you speak of. They're there. They're trying till the end. This team will, Allegheny Limestone, looks like they could go far into their state playoffs situation. So, leading scorer for your Owls today was Taryn Reese with 12. Daniel Marasco had 10, all of which in the second half. And Troisi had 7. And those 7 were all in the second half as well. So, I was impressed with the way Daniel Marasco kind of, I'm not going to say he took control underneath, but he was way more aggressive than he's been.
Absolutely, yeah. A little flip was a switch was flipped, and again, it's all a work in progress.
It is. So once again, your final score 69-38. Leading scorer, they had a kind of a contest, as I joked about earlier. Kwiatkowski ended up with 25 points, and Forrest ended up with 21. That's really all you need to know about that game. That's 46 points by two players. That's going to win you a lot of games in high school basketball.
Yeah, especially if you get decent contributions from other five or other three or four guys.
Which they did.
Yeah.
There's a Callen with 10 and a few others with 3 and 2. So the Owls will be back at it on Friday night at St. Mary's. Our next broadcast will be from the Owl's Nest. We'll be bringing you the Lady Owls on Friday night against the Lady Dutch. So tune in to us. I'm going to say we're going to go ahead and say 7:15 just because they schedule it for 7:15. I don't want you to miss anything. Lady Owls, once again, are playing for a title today up in Kane. Nice win yesterday. So we'll have the Lady Owls for you on Friday evening. I hope you'll spend the night with us. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us today. This is James Patrick and Jason Nuzzo. This has been Bradford Owls Basketball at WESB Sports.